This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
Most of us experience stress in the workplace, whether it's because of deadlines, heavy workloads, or office drama. And research shows, of course, that this takes a heavy toll on our mental health.
I get that.
Yeah, of course. So that's why Amazon announced that they are installing something called Zen Boots for their employees.
That.
And then they're going to call it Amazon.
Oh, no. Like modern companies like Google and things like that that have all these things, people playing ping pong and riding skateboards around the office and having nap pods. Like, I just don't get it. It'd be great, I guess, but I just don't get
it. Well, what if they're happier?
Maybe
it makes their productivity a lot better.
But it's all a game to get them to stay there longer and be and work more.
Why are you so jaded?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you that's what happens. It becomes this culture and they just live there, so they have to have these things. They have like the daycare at work so that they can, you know, and the places to eat at work.
But
so
if
they
people
can
are looking out for you, yeah, you want to be more loyal.
Maybe
that's what they're trying to do. Well, Amazon Zen Booths, it's a place about the size of a porta potty, and inside workers can watch videos about mindful meditation while being surrounded by like plants, and they have a little fan in there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Amazon thought the public should know about how well they are looking out for the well-being of their employees, so they posted about the booths on Twitter. But they were only to be bombarded with comments of ridicule, and people were starting to call the booths crying booths.
I can see that, because Amazon... It's two very different stories about Amazon's treatment of their employees. There are some people that are, it's amazing, best place to work ever, and then other people say it's got a very toxic culture. And I don't know because I've never worked there. But having a place that could become a crying booth, I don't know, Brock, would that be helpful for you?
It'd be better than going to the bathroom.
I guess, is that what girls do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never knew that. Boy, you go to the bathroom a lot around here. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and just like music, quotes have a way of saying something to us that, you know, takes a big concept and condenses it down and is easy to remember, and that's why I love different famous quotes.
Yeah, there's a movie from 2011, you might remember it, called The Help.
Yeah.
And so... there's a line in that movie that I think a lot of us can say to ourselves when we're feeling a bit like insecure, maybe we don't fit in, but it's said by Abilene.
Yeah.
And it goes like this.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
That was a good movie too.
Right. But it's so good to realize like you matter, because
right.
A lot of us can doubt, or we might compare ourselves, especially when it comes to social media, thinking everyone is better than me, smarter than me.
Yeah.
I feel that a lot.
Well, quick, say what she just said.
Right.
Just say that to yourself, Rock. I see
I'm
you
kind,
spiraling.
I'm smart, and I'm important.
Okay. And if you get 2 out of 3, you're doing well.
That's very true. But I know that there are other lines out there, maybe quotes from movies, or maybe something that you've read in a book that have inspired you throughout your life.
Gavin, do you have a quote that is like, yeah, this one kind of sums me up or helps me?
Just don't make fun of me when I'm quoting a Harry Potter wizard character.
Okay.
Don't make fun of him, Wally.
Yeah,
let's try and hold it in.
Okay, go.
So I'm going to have to quote The Help if you make fun of me. But it says, it is our choices that show what we truly are far more than our abilities.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
I do like that. I don't want to...
You got to say it like Harry Potter.
This is like the old... Albus Dumbledore character.
Oh,
so.
Is he really?
It is our choices that show what we truly are. That's not what he sounds like.
I love
but
it.
That
yeah.
was bad.
That is
I
a very
it.
Good quote, though.
I
it's
agree.
Really accurate.
And a good representation of the whole movie.
There
yeah,
you go.
That is good. Here, see if you can guess who said this one. We don't have a problem believing in God's power. We have trouble trusting in his timing.
That's the one you chose?
Is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Billy Graham.
Is that you?
Billy, yeah, I wrote that.
No, you did.
I did.
So.
It was in my post about my brother.
I
yeah.
thought so.
Yeah. WayFM.com. You can check it out. No, I'm just being funny. The one I really like is from Henry Ford. It says, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that because it's your life can be self-fulfilling whether you and self-defeating. It can be either depending on the narrative you choose, kind of the choices like yours, Gavin. So what is your quote? Like, do you have it hanging in your office or at your house, your cubicle there, just put on your mirror or something like that?
Cross-stitched on a pillow.
Absolutely. Tattoo.
Those are all, no, cross-stitching on pillows is always the best place for a famous quote. So if you have one, I'd love to hear yours. Maybe you'll inspire somebody today. So what's that quote that you're like, I live by this? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
Well, I'm a big Wizard of Oz fan, but I also loved Judy Garland. She struggled a lot, but she had a quote that I just love and I like to live by. And it was, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of someone else. So many of our young girls are trying to emulate everything they see online and in the media, when really each one of those people have to be themselves, and we need to teach our young girls to do the same.
So what's one that you have?
Hey, mine is, I am enough.
Why does that resonate with you?
Because in this world, I feel like we compare so much, especially as women. Like, we just feel like we're not enough, or we don't do as much as this mom, or, you know, especially on Facebook. So this just kind of helps me to know that, you know, I'm God's child and I am enough.
Jennifer, I love that because it is a good point and something that a lot of women, and I feel like men too, have to deal with constantly thinking that they aren't enough. Is there a way that you keep this at the forefront of your mind on the daily?
Yes, I have a bracelet that I wear every day.
Oh, that's cool. Now, not to like try to one-up this thing, there is another quote that goes along well with this. It's by Sierra Boggess. She's a Broadway star, and my daughter shared this with me. Her quote is, you're enough. You are so enough. It's unbelievable how enough you are. And I and my daughter kind of she has that like in her room as a reminder to her of this same concept of, you know, you're enough as you are. You don't have to be something or somebody else.
That's awesome.
Have you ever walked in there, Wally, and kind of looked in the mirror and looked at that quote and told yourself that too?
I have a shirt. Yeah. So, Doreen, what is your favorite quote that you kind of live by?
Well, I have a simple little plaque. I've had it for years, and I just love it. And it very simply says, be a fountain, not a drain.
Oh, that is really good.
Is that something you picked up from maybe your counselor or church?
Or Cracker Barrel.
Okay. You know what? Some of the best wisdom I've ever received has been in a Cracker Barrel.
I tell you, it's a great place.
Where do you have it hanging up at?
Right now, it's in my office. I've had it in a couple of different offices as I've changed jobs, and I had it in my home for a while. But wherever I spend my time, I try to keep it.
It's so funny the things we hang on to, you know, that mean something to us, like this plaque from Cracker Barrel. I just pulled this out of my wallet. Here, you guys can see this, Betty and Gavin. It is a fortune from a fortune cookie. Mm-hmm. I've kept this in my wallet for probably the better part of 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And it says, your ability to find the silly and the serious will take you far. And it's like, that's been my whole life, my whole career, what I've done. And I got that. I'm like, that was perfect. And I've kept it with me all these years.
Wow.
It's no Cracker Barrel wisdom, but it was still good.
It's not in a plaque either.
Yeah.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. It's easy to get bombarded by bad news. So that's why we do good news. Giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories to make you feel a little uplifted today. So, Gavin, we're going to start with you. Good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 26-year-old guy went to the crater of Diamond State Park in Arkansas, and he was hoping to find something to use for an engagement ring, which that's that's an interesting way to, like, get your engagement ring. You can just buy it online, but he's going to, like, make it, per se.
But he has a story.
Yeah. See,
that's what women want, is the story. It's more, it's as almost as important as the rock.
Well, the rock that he walked away with was a 2.2-carat diamond.
What? Oh!
So, successful journey on his end.
Holy cow.
My goodness. Yeah, that's a big score.
Yeah,
that would not be my luck.
No.
I'd get something I thought was a diamond and was like a piece of glass. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a rumor floating around earlier this year that many pets that were adopted during the pandemic were being returned because people realized, once going back to real life, I don't have the time to take care of this pet. But the ASPCA is saying that is not any kind of fact at all, that it actually is 90% of dogs and 85% of cats are still in the homes that they were adopted in.
It makes sense that the cats is lower than the dogs. you know, and I'm a cat lover, but you know, they're a little finicky.
I love them.
I know. Well, that's good news, absolutely. And finally, there's a woman who was 5 months pregnant who saved 3 kids from drowning in a lake.
Ooh.
That's a big move. So apparently there was a pier. The kids were being pulled under, and she ran out on the pier and called 911. No one could get there fast enough. So she's pregnant, leans down and is grabbing these kids and trying to pull them out of the water. And she said, the part that will stick with me forever is this little girl looked at me and said, I'm going to die. And she said, it makes me cry every time I think about it. She said, I promise you, I'm not going to let you die out here. And she yanks her out of the water.
Woof.
Like, there you go. Moms do that kind of stuff. They don't even think twice about it. They just do it. And that's your good news. Giddy up for today. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
If you followed any of the news, you no doubt have heard about the tensions in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. And, you know, there's finally a ceasefire, which is good. But I've always contended that the way you're going to change generations of hate is not through war or through law, but rather through people. One-on-one, sitting down together, learning to love each other, and learning to see the individual, not the issue. And this actually happened the other day, kind of in the wake of tragedy. There was a Jewish man who died like 500 yards away from his home after being hit with stones from a group of Palestinian and Israeli rioters. So, I mean, just the stories of tragedy that abound in this are just jarring and so sad. So this man gets caught in the crossfire. But the thing was, he was a guy that was just living his life. He had both Jewish and both Muslim friends, and he always sought to help other people. So after his death, his family decided to honor his memory by donating his organs. And so his organs would allow someone else to live. And what's really cool is one of his kidneys went to a 58-year-old Palestinian woman who had been waiting 10 years for a transplant.
Wow.
Like, there's where you start healing, mm-hmm. you know, not just physical healing, but like emotional and you know, personal healing. And so they met this lady a few days after the surgery with the hopes of, you know, it being a very healing moment for both families. And they said it was. And, you know, this is, I think, a good reminder that the big level high issue that you see on TV is one thing, but there are people just living their lives below that are doing the right things every day and are trying to live at peace every day.
I feel like this could be like a parable in the Bible. It seems very similar
does,
to things
it?
That I have read. The thing is I feel like Jesus would maybe put it a little bit more eloquently, put it on the Sermon on the Mount and say, you know, he donated the organ. I just love how much this shows that you're sacrificing for others, you're putting others above yourself, and turning something negative into a positive.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like sometimes we become collateral participants in this big issue, but below that surface, it's just people living life daily, one to one, and that doesn't get enough attention on the news. And so that's why I love getting to bring stories like this out, because it's a reminder that, you know what, I know there's bad in this world, I know there's a lot of, you know, negativity going on, but that's not all that's going on, you know, and there's a tendency to believe that sometimes. Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And our kids can surprise us sometimes. And sometimes it's like, oh, that was shocking and not good. But then other times they surprise you or they break your heart in a good way. That kind of happened with my daughter. I saw a post that she had done the other day. She lost a friend of hers a year ago, tragically killed in a car accident. They were best friends since like kindergarten, you know, and they just always were in each other's lives. And so it was hard for her. You know, it's the first like close person like that to her that she's lost. And she had done a post and said, "Can't believe it's been a year since I lost you. Happy first birthday in heaven." Like, you know, like kind of like that perspective of, you know, it's been a year without you here, but you had a year in heaven is amazing, you know. And it did. It broke my heart for her.
Right. And as a dad, I mean, that makes sense because you love your kids. You don't want them to ever feel pain, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You want to protect them from everything.
But you
there's
can't.
Some things you can't. Yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, while it is something that breaks your heart in a good, it's kind of good as well.
It is to see her perspective,
right.
You know, and so that was good. It wasn't like this post lamenting about loss and how the world is so dark now, you know.
Right.
And so that's why it broke my heart in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd love to hear your stories of a way that your kid broke your heart, but in a good way. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. You put that number in on your favorites there so you can get right through, because sometimes the phone lines get a little busy when we do stuff. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So, Pam, have you ever had that happen?
I definitely did. There was a time that my six-year-old was going through an unknown condition where it left her in incredible pain, and to the point where we had to pull her out of school. She became hospital homebound. And at one time, she told me she just wanted to die and go to heaven.
Oh.
That broke my heart in a bad way.
Right.
And then there was another time I found her in her room. She was quiet. She asked me for paper, and I gave her paper. And when I walked in there, I nearly bawled. She had plastered all around her room. I am a child of God. I'm a king's kid. I'm an overcomer. She wrote all of these incredible, positive things to encourage herself that just did me over.
Oh, I could see that, because you go from the first statement of I just want to go to heaven, which is just heavy, to going, okay, now she has hope. Because hope is the big thing, I think, for a lot of people. When you lose hope, that's when things start to really slide. So as a parent, I can't even imagine the joy you would have felt at that moment to see some hope in her heart.
Exactly. And she was only six. So for her to be able to turn it around, it just made me feel good as a parent that what we've been instilling in our child really, you know, grew in her heart, and she turned it around.
I posted this question on our Facebook page. You can follow along if you search Wally Show on Facebook. But Amanda said, "My new stepson wrote me a beautiful Mother's Day card a few weeks ago about how much I'm a part of his family," which has to mean so much to her.
Oh, yeah. When you blend families, that can be really tricky. So that's a really great version of this. So, Jamie, has your kid ever broken your heart in a good way?
Oh, absolutely. So I coached my son's basketball team, and we were in the tournament. And we were the seventh seed going in, so, you know, not very likely to win. We made it to the championship game. We were behind. My son scored the next two baskets to put us ahead. We were never behind after that. And at the end of the game, at the final buzzer, when the ref blew the whistle, my son ran across the basketball court and jumped into my arms.
Oh,
that seems like it's a movie. Like, that should be a movie, a basketball
movie.
It
really should. I'd go see it.
And I'm sure for you as a mom, that means so much to have your son come to you and not be embarrassed and give you a hug in front of all of his friends.
Oh, absolutely. It's best memory ever of our basketball seasons, and it's one I will never forget. So I can even tear up now thinking about it.
Don't cry. There's no crying in basketball. I know Tom Hanks said baseball.
No crying in basketball. Yep.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and The Scoop is designed to help you out and give you some life hacks or just some things to make your life a little bit better. And Betty Rock, what do you have the scoop for us today on?
I think a lot of us would admit that during our quarantine time, we didn't really spend it like we should. We might be sat on the couch, watch way too much TV. But there's one dad in Virginia who used that time to create something called a Blowzee.
Okay.
B-L-O-W-Z-E-E. What it is it's this invention for how you can blow out your candles on your birthday cake without having to get your spit sprayed all over the cake. Especially with, you know, COVID and all of that, people are thinking of different ways that you can minimize the germs.
I've been at birthday parties since COVID, and like somebody goes, oh, no, blow it out. And then like all the moms panic, you know, like, oh, no, and you fan it or something like
right.
that.
Right. Well, so this blowsy thing is, it kind of looks like a flute.
Okay.
So you put it in your mouth, you blow into it, and when you blow into it, that activates this battery-powered fan on the end of it. So when you blow into it, you're activating this fan, and the fan blows out the candles.
Okay, so you're not actually blowing through the tube and, like, spittle everywhere.
Right, but you're still getting the...
feeling of it.
Right, of still blowing out-ish the candles.
Yeah.
If this is something you'd be interested in looking into, you can find them at www.theblowsy.com.
Okay. I hope they're not, like, $19.99 or something like that. Like, they don't need to be that expensive.
That's a good question.
I don't know. Yeah. But it is, if you are conscious of this stuff still, but you still want to have birthday parties, and kids would love it too, because then they'll take it and use it to blow each other in their faces and stuff
right.
too. So, I mean, it has multiple uses.
Get people's hair caught in the fan. Yeah, it'll be a fun for all.
It'll be great. So there you go. That's your scoop for the day.
Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's this really cool thing called Camp Electric, and it is a rock and worship summer camp for kids where they get to go and learn from some of the best in today's Christian music about how to be better musicians and learn their craft, as well as go deeper in their faith. And we've done this for years with them. We give a chance to win a scholarship to go to camp for a kid, and I love that we get to do it. Last year, we couldn't do it because of COVID, but this year, it's back. It's in person. It's here in Nashville, the week of July 4th, and you could win a trip for your kid or a kid you know. All you have to do is nominate them.
Yep, you can nominate them by going to wayfm.com/Wally, or you can text the word camp, that's C-A-M-P, to 91979. That's 91979. If you need to get more details, you can find all of that at campelectric.com. Be sure to get your entry in, though, because the deadline is this coming Sunday, so you only have a few days left.
Yeah, and all you have to do is tell us why you think this kid deserves or needs to be at Camp Electric. That's what Tyler did. So my son's biological father has been in and out of his life due to a heroin addiction. Parker uses music to process and express and navigate his mental and emotional health. He has so much potential, but sadly I'm poorly equipped to help him blossom in the area of God-praising artists, and so he needs to be at a place like this. I love that, man. And so that's her story. What's yours? Again, like Betty Rock said, running out of time on this. And so if your kid likes, you know, guitar, bass, vocals, drums, singer-songwriter, DJ, there's a film track for producing films. There's an audio track for being a sound engineer. And again, these are taught, these classes are taught by some of the best in the business, like Toby's band. A lot of the guys teach there, Torin Wells. So it's a great experience. I cannot speak highly enough about this. Running out of time to get your entry in before Sunday night's deadline at wayfm.com/Wally. Is there anything more annoying than sitting through one of those automated phone systems when you call a company?
If you know your part is extension, you may dial it at any time.
I think we've all been there. Hey, it's Wally, and if you need a loan for a new home or you're interested in doing a refinance of your current home, you need to call United Faith Mortgage. Here, check this out. I'm calling my UFM guy, Ryan. He's also the founder.
United Faith Mortgage, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Wally. How are you, man?
Wally, what's going on? How's everything?
Really good, man. I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's it? Well, you can always call me if you actually need something.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
No problem.
What? A real-life person? That's what they do. They not only answer the phone, they know you by name when you call. They are a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who are excellent at their job. These are the people I'm trusting to do my mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. And as you've seen, they will answer.
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I think we have all, at one point or another, have Googled ourselves out of curiosity to see what the internet has to say about us.
I am always curious if, like, people who don't, like, I work in media and stuff, and so there are things written about me or that I write and stuff, and so there's a presence online. And I was just curious if people who maybe don't have that, I hate to use the term normal people because that makes it sound like I'm upper echelon sure. or something. That's not my point. But people who don't have maybe this platform, do you just Google yourself? You know, if you work, you know, at a normal job, like, yeah. do you Google yourself?
A survey actually says that 1 in 11 people Google themselves every single day.
Just to see what's being said
just
about them?
Just to see what's being said about
That's
them. Which
hard to believe.
I think it can make sense in some scenarios. I think there's a little bit of vanity there. So I should go delete my Google history. But... if you're applying for a job,
okay.
then maybe it is good that you see what the world says about you just right. in case your company's, in case that company's going to look you up.
Okay, because yeah, that's what I'm curious about, like how much stuff is out there just with someone who doesn't put their life out there a lot. Like yeah. there's probably very little. Google yourselves.
Okay.
Real quick. I just Googled myself. Betty Rock, what comes up for you?
It's a lot from the Wally Show yeah. and Total Access days when oh. I was first getting started.
Old
but
school.
Like pictures of me and Michael W. Smith when I mistaken him for George Michael.
Oh, I know. So great.
And then when I started
so
at Colorado Christian University, oh, cool. me trying to play the guitar with Bob Dylan, that didn't work out.
Nice. What about you, Gavin? I'm real curious because you're new here.
Yeah, if I just like type in Gavin from the Wally Show, there are two things that I like to
Please
take note
be
of.
Your tiny bladder. Please be your tiny bladder song.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes! No, it's not.
It's like
is
the,
it really?
It's the second thing down. Ah! Get to know Gavin and his tiny bladder.
Wally, so you made good. The big time.
I know.
Oh, I feel like I had a hand in that. I'm so happy.
You definitely did.
Whatever happened to so-and-so? Where are they now?
This is the Wally Show, and that's exactly what happened to us. There was a guy that emailed me named Larry. He said, hey, man, I'm just curious, whatever happened to the band Barlow Girl? And you remember them from songs like Never Alone. Well, this sent me on a path of discovery. I can get super hyper-focused on things, and I'm like, I will not rest till we get some of these answers. And so, you know, they just became an enigma. They dropped off the face of the earth. So I called their dad. I couldn't believe his phone number was still good because he used to manage them. And I said, hey, man, I'd love to catch up with the girls. And there's, like, rumors about them that we started, and I'd like to find out if they're true, you know? And so... you can see the whole thing at wayfm.com. We have it posted. It's a long-form video. But here's some of the things. Like, Betty, you have to say the ladies of Barlow have aged gracefully, correct?
Oh, yes. I mean, they're in their mid to late 30s, and they look awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So while they've grown up gracefully and they look beautiful, I don't think the same can be said about me as how I started this interview with them messing around. So Zach's not here anymore. Do you remember the last thing we did with you guys and Zach?
Is that like a baseball bat?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. You guys were smacking Zach with a bat
yes.
to determine which of your songs we would play.
How do you remember that?
All I remember is Wally and a baseball bat yep. and Zach. And I'm like, is this a nightmare?
Was yes.
Is that why he's not with us?
Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He's in a better place. Well, he works upstairs. Sorry.
Are you like... freak me out. Why did you do that?
Yeah. Okay. It, sure, it's been 10 years, but I'm still the same. Yeah.
Perfect.
So I just love it. Why did you do that? What is in your world is wrong with you? That's
you
pretty
get
good,
that
Alyssa.
A lot.
I know. And so I was proud of that moment. So then Barlow Girl, when they were young, they had a platform of, you know, we're not dating, we're waiting. So I asked them if any of them have ever gotten married. And it turns out Becca Barlow is married, but Alyssa and Lauren have remained single, and they're around Betty's age, who is also single, and they are all kind of single for the same reason.
I want to be impressed by someone, and I have yet to be impressed.
I completely get it. So often as women, it's so easy to just dive into the dating scene and then get your identity and everything
Value.
Wrapped up in that, and to only mm-hmm. know you're beautiful in the context of a relationship when a boy tells me. You know, kind of coming out of Barlow Girl, it was one of those things we've kind of been on this different path of pursuing other things. And right now, just being with someone and being married, just it wasn't a choice I wanted to make yet.
Right.
And it is something that I do want, but not now. And I think the other thing is too, is breaking out of that mindset that goes, Well, if you're 20, you have to be married.
Right.
Well, who said?
I think people that have like a really great marriage, sometimes like people that are single look at them and go, oh, I want that, you know, and I'd love to have that. I'd aspire to that. But then you got people that are married that look at you guys talking about being single and, boy, I'd like that. don't tell my wife. My wife was sitting in the room while I was editing that piece of audio, and she was doing something else, and then, like, the audio, because I wasn't using headphones, got quieter, and she goes, why'd you turn that down? I'm like, no reason. Don't you worry about it. So we got on to more about the music industry and why they left it and what's the reason behind that. And we'll go through that here in 10. But also, just if you're a fan of Barlow Girl, wondering what happened to him, you can see the entire interview at wayfm.com.
Whatever happened to so-and-so? Where are they now?
That's what we're doing right now with Barlow Girl. And if you want to find out what's going on with somebody's life, go right to the source. That's what we did to find out, are they married? Turns out they are not, at least two of them. And if you missed any of our interview, you can see it at wayfm.com. And so we just kind of did a quick Zoom thing with them recently. And I asked them about leaving the music business in what seemed like a very abrupt manner. And the bigger question was, it a collective decision by all three girls.
Yeah, it's crazy. We never shared this story. We just kind of like, bye.
Yeah, that was it. Peace out.
What was it? 8 years into it, 10 years into it, of us being signed. It was like the shifting started happening in the three of us girls.
Yeah, it was just in the final year.
It was almost like this tugging at each of our hearts of going, there's something more. We didn't know what that meant, but it was God being like, maybe the chapter of Barlow Girl, maybe you came to say what you needed to say. And maybe there's a shift
into a new chapter.
And it happened to the three of us at the same time.
See, that's the big thing. I've seen this happen with bands before where one person is like, I really feel like God's calling me away. And then the other four are like, I don't feel that. I don't feel that at all. I feel God telling you to stay here and make 8 more albums so I can make my house payment.
Right? Yeah.
And so if you're siblings, that's even worse. Like if one of you is like, I'm just done.
No, it was us collectively coming together because we were praying about making a new album. We were trying to write new songs. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden in that transition to make a new album was almost a transition of the heart of God going, do you still trust me? Do you still trust me leading and guiding you in this? And what if you've let it go?
So they left music, frowny face, but take heart. If you're a big fan of Barlow Girl, they dropped a little announcement here that might make you somewhat happy.
For the first time in 8 years, Lissa and I are starting to write music again.
Okay.
This is our first official announcement.
They're coming again.
Really?
Like a pop, turned back on.
And that's
we haven't
so cool.
written in forever.
So we are just writing because what we're writing from is this past 8 years because we knew. Not only do we go through this season of you know, journeying through healing, we experienced a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And we can't really share the stories. We're not really in the place right now to share, but it's what the songs are all about.
So tell me the stories. See, this is, this is exactly what I do.
Right? And, you know, maybe one day we really will dive into it. Right now, they're still a little bit too fresh.
I had a friend of mine, you guys probably know him, Jason Gray. He went through a divorce, and I remember talking to him because I'm a big person of like, I live my life on the air, good, bad, and different. All of it comes out. And he was like, the advice I got was, you know, you're going through this divorce. You're in the middle of it right now. You can't speak in a healthy version of this right now to actually help people. And his pastor was like, when you're on the other side of this and you've got a different and a healthier perspective, that's when you can share and actually provide some healing and help to people. And I'd never understood that before because I always thought it was a cop-out to not share anything. So we went into a ton more stuff like their personal and professional highs and lows and why Alyssa had finger casts on all of her fingers at one point. Betty Rock got into that one with her and Lauren's impersonation of none other than Russell Crowe. And so you can see all of this in its entirety. If you're a big Barlow Girl fan and wondered where are they now, you can see it all now at wayfm.com.
Random acts of audio.
YFM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of the music world. Gavin, what do you got?
So, was watching The Voice the other day, and there was a contestant named Victor Solomon who was performing, and the song that he chose to sing, of all the things he could sing in the world, he chose I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
I like that. I mean, it's a really difficult song, honestly, mm-hmm. like to do well, even though it's not hard, but it's so iconic in our
exactly.
world. And then other people don't understand it, probably, and so it's a risky choice for that venue.
It is, and you want to put your own like twist on it, and this guy went with more of like a country, or not country, a chorus
okay.
vibe to it.
Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
It's a little gospel-y.
Yeah.
That's a tough song
yeah.
to sing well and have it received, you know. So I'm glad he's doing it. Like
yeah.
that's a good thing to represent inside of that world and that platform.
And then
awesome.
I saw something afterwards because Nick Jonas is one of the one of the judges, and
yeah.
he actually had said that he like one of his first concerts he ever saw was a Mercy Me concert.
Oh, really?
So that song really spoke to him.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So that's really neat.
I wonder if Mercy Me knows that.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to tell them next time they're in. That's kind of crazy.
And then the next thing I have, so you have Jeremy Camp, who's, you know, been rocking this, you know, this
format
for 20 years.
Sing
is great.
It.
Yeah.
And his daughter, Bella Camp, is starting to break onto the scene because she actually just released her first like full song, and it's called Carry Me Through, or Carry You Through, and it is really good. Jeremy goes, you know, big with all of his music,
right.
and I think she does a really good job of staying kind of on the lower end of things and keeping it softer.
Well,
but
yeah,
because really
she's a girl and he's a man, so yeah, let's hear this.
Hold out your hand, mindset so
also has a very talented mom. Her mom, AD Camp, was in the band, the Christian band Benjamin Gate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do we know how old Bella is?
I think she's 16 years old.
Wow.
That's good.
She sounds more mature
yeah,
than that.
She does.
I was nervous to hear that because I like Jeremy and
yeah.
I knew his daughters when they were younger, and then you watch them grow up and then you're like, well, you have to be honest about your opinion here.
You don't want to be too honest. He
no.
could beat you up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was my fear. Not that I'd say the wrong thing, but that I would be hurt as a result. No, but I have to be honest. You know, here, I can't be disingenuous, but I genuinely did
yeah.
like that. So good on her, man. I love it. Well, that's going to do it for your random acts of audio. Thank you, Gavin.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show, and I love being in the time machine. Even though it's a little cramped, a little smelly, it just feels good because I know we're going back in time, you know, to hear some music that maybe we haven't heard in a while. And our co-pilot today is a lady by the name of Elaine. How are you today?
I'm good.
Have you had much experience driving a time machine?
No.
Okay, well, it's obvious. Your blinker's on.
And the gear shifts a little bit. When you go from one to two, you want to really give it a good punch, okay?
Okay.
So as we get going here, what song do you want to hear so I know what year to set the time machine to?
God by Rebecca St. James.
Oh, Betty Rock, what am I punching in?
We're going back to 1996.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Woo. And
boop,
you're wondering, boop, boop, well, what happened in 1996?
Beep.
Well, the minimum wage was $4.75 per hour.
Beep. Now I'm in.
And also, Red Bull energy drinks were
Whoa.
Entered into the U.S. market.
They just came in 1996?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. That's crazy. That seems so long ago. So why did you want to hear God by Rebecca St. James? What is it that means something to you about this song?
My husband was in the Army, and we were stationed in Panama. And God just convicted us to get rid of all of our secular music. And he had to come back to the States. And when he came back to the States, he bought a couple tapes, CDs. And Rebecca St. James was one of them. And, you know, I was kind of like, oh, okay, let's listen to this, see if I like it. And I was like, wow, this is like more my style.
Really?
I can listen to Christian music like this, so...
Yeah, she was different for the time, actually. She really did stand out. She's from Australia. Do you know who she's related to?
Yes, the brothers for Teen Country. Yeah, I really like them too.
Yeah, yes. They're her baby brothers, and it's crazy to see how they were learning the music business, supporting her, and then her career kind of slowed down, and theirs just took off. And we had a really cool thing. We did our Way FM cruise to Alaska, and she hadn't performed in years, and we had her and For King and Country both perform. After that, her dad was like, you have no idea how healing that was for Rebecca to come out on the stage, and people just love and embrace her. And then she actually recorded a couple songs again after that, which was, I think, really, really cool. So even though you may not have heard much of her in a while, we're going to go back to 1996 with a classic, God, by Rebecca St. James, for Elaine on Flashback Friday. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The highly anticipated television reunion of the cast of Friends happened recently. And I believe our very own Gavin, he watched it, right?
Yeah, it's already come and gone?
Well, not gone. It just came out yesterday on HBO Max. And we, like, literally, like, 20 minutes after I got home, my wife and I put it on.
Really? Because there was so much hype about this. Mm-hmm. I thought it was still upcoming. No. I haven't seen it.
Just yesterday.
Wow, was it good?
It was very good. I think, not like mind-blowingly good. They didn't reveal these crazy information about the past, but I shed a few tears and I laughed. Like it did what a Friends episode does to you. I think.
Well, I never did that to me, but
you made that experience with Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Gilmore Girls, that's a guaranteed weep.
Well, during its 10 seasons, characters Ross and Rachel, they go back and forth between being in a relationship and being out.
If
they were on a break or if they weren't. But in real life, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, who play the role of Ross and Rachel, admitted that fact wasn't far from fiction.
Yeah, the first season, I had a major crush on Jen. We were both crushing hard on each other, but
what?
It was like two ships passing because one of us was always in a relationship.
Yeah.
And we never crossed that boundary.
And he's no Brad Pitt. Like, David Schwimmer would have been extremely fortunate. like, extremely.
Yeah, and just to think that the woman that married Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
The woman that Brad Pitt was like, hey, I want to marry her.
Yeah.
Thought you were attractive as well.
Yeah, that's pretty huge.
I mean, I'd count that in the win column.
Yeah, if you're a Schwimmer, you have to. You put that on a business card, you know, at that point.
Jennifer Aniston wanted to go out with me.
All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and there was a guy who used to ask for money outside of an Outback, and he got more than he expected one day. He had been evicted from his apartment like 4 years ago. He was experiencing homelessness, and then it all turned around when a couple decided to not just pass him by. So he's there, and they kind of tap him on the shoulder. He's asleep out in front of this Outback, and, you know, he thinks the lady's going to, you know, call the cops on him. He says, you know, you okay? And then she goes inside. She comes back with a $100 gift card, and she says, hey, go in and have a meal. And so he goes in, and the manager was so moved by what this lady did, she goes and sits down and talks to this guy while he's ordering his meal. And she's like, you know what? Save that gift card, and you can just come in anytime you want and have a hot meal.
Wow.
So she was kind of impressed by this guy. And then it goes on another, you know, few weeks to a month and stuff. And she, you know, says, you know what? You could do some work around here, and gives him some odd jobs and ends up giving the guy a job. And he's working at this Outback and is trying to better his life. And then everybody kind of gets together and they help him get an apartment and stuff. And so they totally changed this guy's life because they chose to see him as a person and not a problem.
And I'm sure he's made some mistakes in his past, sure, that he wishes he could forget. And maybe those mistakes have led to where he was, but I bet he's so thankful to receive this second chance.
Oh yeah, he's like, I feel good knowing that I have a job, knowing that I can smile, and knowing that I can do things, you know, because a lot of times we write off people, well, you can't do this because of what we see, and there's so much more to them. And so that's what we want to talk about right now with you, is that time you got a second chance. Like, who was the person that gave you a second chance? These people all together conspired in a good way to help this guy out and give him a chance that maybe some people would think, you don't deserve, you're homeless, you made mistakes, it's your fault, you know, but they didn't see that. And so that's what we want to talk about with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe you've been on the receiving end of, you know, a second chance that you weren't expecting. And it doesn't have to be a homeless situation.
That's right. It could be anything else. It could be maybe you've experienced a second chance in your marriage. It might be something that even spiritual, you've got, yeah, that second chance. So if that's you, the number to call is
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take it now. What was the time you got a second chance?
When I was in my early 20s, I, through a lot of circumstances, I ended up living in a bad way. And the second chance I got was, I just prayed to God. I said, please help me get out of this mess I'm in. I was into like prostitution and stuff like that. And I had been a Christian. I got saved when I was 16, but now fast forward all these years later, I was really living a bad life, and I just prayed and begged God to help me get out of the situation I was in.
I truly think that the people who have been through some of the biggest messes in life are the ones that fully and truly comprehend the grace that God has, and the love that he has for us, and the grace that he extends for us. And I think they even give it more freely as a result of that. So what some people think is a mess and you messed up your life ends up being something beautiful as they pay that forward to others. Who was it that gave you one?
God gave me a second chance at life. I had been having some mental health problems, and I was depressed, and I wanted to die every day for 3 years, probably. In 2017, I did suicide by cop and was shot in the stomach.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now that's where you do something that kind of forces the officer's hand,
yes,
to take action, and that's what you did to try to end your life?
Yes, I came out of a hotel room with a BB gun.
And that was your goal, was to have them end your life. That's crazy. Okay, so
yes,
what happened? So you got shot in the stomach. You obviously survived.
Right. And I tell you, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because, I mean, I went through a lot to get where I am today, you know? But it helped me to realize that I didn't want to die, you know? I just didn't want to live like I was living, and I didn't know how to make it better, you know?
I've never really heard it put like that before. I absolutely love that, and I'm sure that you now are making the most of every day of this second chance.
It's been a hard road, but it's been one worth taking, that's for sure. And I'm grateful for every breath I have today.
Wham! FM. This is The Wally Show, and one of Betty Rock's titles is Audio Ninja. Her job is to archive the show, so she gets to hear me in her ears all the time. You're welcome. And so from
what
time
a blessing
to time,
it is.
I know. She will take and chop up some things that she's heard, and we call this Here's How Betty Hears the Show.
There's definitely times where you will just... It's almost like word vomit. Yeah. You just keep talking.
Sure.
And crazy things will pop out of your mouth. And when they do, I have to make a mental note. Oh, pack that away. Yeah. Because when we do these segments, it just makes it so awesome.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's how Betty hears the show. I know maybe you're just like nervous as I am.
This is getting creepy.
And maybe you've wet yourself too. I don't know. I even stole a prize from a child. That's a banner day.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, no. Meow. Meow. Meow.
I messed that up. That was on me. Ready?
Once again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Meow. 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 Are you doing the right thing?
I'm not, actually. I have locked up.
We practiced.
I know, my brain locked up. I forgot what it was. At the risk of sounding really squirrely, he's beautiful. Kind of like when a commoner marries a royal, like with Prince Harry.
Right.
You know, you're like, that could happen to me. I could live that little girl dream, you know?
Wait, and, what?
No, not me personally. I'm speaking generally. Anyone that can play a harmonica is always fun at a party. You can break it out. I'm like, we're running cameras all the time. I got Spanx on. So there will be a rant. I'm not gonna lie, there will be a rant. Why, like, deprive the world of Bieber beauty? Like, I don't want to live in that world. What's crazy is I know that's my voice, but I don't remember any of that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember any of those things that I've said. So I'm like, did you take me that out of context?
I mean, my impression of you is not that good, so I couldn't fake it. That's all from the horse's mouth.
Well, there you go. That is Here's How Betty Hears the Show right here on The Wally Show.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.